1420 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Two people were killed. Another is in critical condition after a shooting this morning at an ICE facility in Dallas. The FBI's Joe Rothrock says it was an act of targeted violence.
Early evidence that we've seen from rounds that were found near the suspected shooter contain messages that are anti-ICE in nature.
The Department of Homeland Security has just confirmed the victims were detainees and said the gunman killed himself. Ukrainian President Zelensky spoke to the UN General Assembly today, warning of a dangerous arms race that's come out of Russia's war on his country.
And every year that this war goes on, weapons become even more deadly.
A drone fired from Yemen struck the southern Israeli city of Eilat today. More than 20 people were wounded, two of them seriously. It isn't clear whether they were hurt by the drone or an interceptor. On Wall Street, stocks are lower. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Melissa Kay. Republican lawmakers are introducing bills they say would increase the housing supply in Wisconsin. Savannah Tome Olson has the details.
In polling, people often rank affordable housing as one of their top concerns. Tom Larson, president and CEO of the Wisconsin Realtors Association.
The average age of the first-time homebuyer is now 38 years old. And this is due to the fact that housing prices continue to rise faster than wages. The average price of a home now in Wisconsin is approximately $340,000. That far exceeds a price that most working families can afford. Wisconsin's affordability crisis is worse than most other states. Over the last 15 years, Wisconsin has built fewer housing units per capita than the national average. If you take a look at our affordability, Wisconsin's affordability is worse than any of our surrounding neighbors.
One of the bills would create a program Republican lawmakers say would make it easier for people to buy their first home. Representative Dan Knodel of Germantown.
0% interest second mortgage loans, up to $60,000. Or 25% of a home's purchase price. To help first-time buyers, you can use these for down payments and closing costs.
These bills would also include creating statewide guidance for accessory dwelling units. That's where people add homes, sometimes tiny homes, in their backyards. Some municipalities allow this already, but this bill would codify some rules statewide. Republicans say many of these measures were included in Governor Tony Evers' original budget, so they expect bipartisan support. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
And for WIRI and WFHR News, I'm Shali Pittman. More news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM.
The Brewers lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Crew trying to avoid the sweep today after losing another late night game on the West Coast, 7-0 to the Padres in San Diego. How can a team with the best record in baseball get shut out? Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
When balls aren't falling or borderline pitches or strike threes and things like that, that's tough times. But you got to get through it. Every team goes through it.
NFL, the Packers making a move, releasing veteran receiver Mecole Hardman from the practice squad last night after losing to the Browns on Sunday. The team signing a rookie speedster, Jacoby Keeney-James, out of UMass, who spent some time with the Lions. Matt LaFleur on being beat by a Browns team that had not won a game since last November.
I just think this league is such a week-to-week league, and you can never lose sight of that, and you can't take any game for granted. The goal is to go 1-0 every week. It pisses me off when we start talking about things outside of the next game.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 97.5 WFHR.
Slightly cooler today with mixed skies. Highs only scrape about 70. Got patchy fog possible again overnight tonight. And after it lifts tomorrow morning, it'll reveal abundant sunshine and highs warmer in the mid-70s. And we hope that for Friday, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 58.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, there is a government shutdown on the horizon. Haven't talked about it much, but we will next time with Pat Kreitlow on Mornings of Pat Kreitlow and Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So welcome to the third hour of our program. One of the most aggressive companies out there when it comes to defending their copyright. Copyrights are and trademarks are those symbols, those logos, those expressions that have been registered with the federal government. That are used in commerce, that are owned by individuals or companies as part of their, you know, business, essentially. And there are some serious violations. I mean, it can be very, very expensive if you violate somebody's copyright. You can be sued for a lot of money. And one of the most aggressive companies when it comes to suing for copyright violations is the Pokemon Company. They have, and they're jointly owned by Nintendo, Game Freak, and Creatures, by the way. And Nintendo is also very aggressive at enforcing its copyright. And in fact, Nintendo won a lawsuit against a guy named Ryan Daly. He was a Switch modder who agreed to pay them $2 million in damages. Another lawsuit against Genki, an accessory manufacturer, was sued for trademark infringement and false advertising over mocking up a Switch 2 console prior to its reveal. I mean, like I said, these people take this very, very seriously. And so now the Department of Homeland Security has made a video glorifying ICE catching immigrants. And it's called Gotta Catch 'Em All. And it's a clear imitation, according to Jen Mills over at metro.co.uk, a clear imitation of the popular anime with images of Ash Ketchum and Pokemon balls cut together with footage of people being handcuffed. At the end of the clip, the men arrested are shown in mocked-up Pokemon cards. This is pretty clearly a copyright violation. It's also the glorification. This video has been viewed millions of times, by the way. So, you know, it kind of raises the question, is Nintendo going to do something about this? And also raises the question, you know, are we glorifying violence? ICE has, I mean, look at the videos that are floating around of ICE guys who will never be held to account because nobody knows who they are because they cover their faces. I mean, that's what secret police is all about. ICE guys just bringing people to the ground, beating them up, dragging them off. I mean, it's just wild. And then sending them to concentration camps in foreign countries. I mean, this is violence. This is state-sanctioned violence. And the Pokemon ripoff promo seems to be promoting that as well. Meanwhile, here in Portland, I mentioned this a couple days ago when the story first broke, but it's worth repeating. Our mayor, Keith Wilson, has notified ICE. He sent them a strongly worded letter notified ICE that they're in violation of their land use permit. They have an office building where they can detain people for up to, I believe it was 9 hours, less than 24, let's say. And they have been keeping people overnight in this facility, which is illegal. Or it's a violation. It's not illegal. It's a violation of the permit that Portland gave to this building when it was opened by ICE or occupied by ICE. There's been a group of Portland residents who have been protesting outside it for 100 consecutive days now. And there's an online petition to revoke their permit that has got 18,000 signatures here in Oregon. It's not a big piece of news here locally because, you know, nobody's been hurt. But, you know, people are starting to go, huh? What's going on with this? Secret police militarizing our cities? Is this America anymore? I think it's a big deal. I really do. So what's on your mind today? Nancy in Oak Lawn, Illinois. Hey, Nancy, what's up?
Nothing good.
It appears.
I'm sorry, Tom. I am at my, I don't even know if it's my wit's end or what. I am so tired of this, nothing being done. Mm-hmm. They just sit back, and it's been done on a lot longer than the last 10 years. And I would like to know who is representing us, because it ain't the cons for sure, and it's certainly not the moderate Democrats.
Right.
All they're doing is fighting the progressives.
No, the people fight. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I want to know why we can never get. I've been sitting here listening to you from day one. I've listened to everybody's rants. And yet when I try to express myself, I get cut off and everything. And I'm sitting here watching this 34-time felon, adjudicated rapist, moron, who's mentally, you know, incompetent. And in the meantime, you know, Jerk Tapper over there is writing books about how bad Biden is. Yeah. President Biden, real President Biden. And I'm tired of hearing everybody say, oh, well, this is what the people voted for. No one talks about projection. No one talks about them voter suppression. Not even the Democrats. They don't say word one. And that's the problem. I'm tired of not being represented. And I'm old. I think I'm a couple years older than you. For over 50 years, I've been voting, and I'm still hearing about how we have to change, and everything they told me from day one when I was voting are the same things we're still fighting for in 2025. This is ridiculous. Yeah. Women are still second-class citizens. Minorities don't count for anything. We never ended slavery. We're following the same broken system that they started with in 1789. And no major changes have been made.
So I share your outrage, Nancy. What are you going to do about it?
You're right. What am I going to do about it when I sit here watching no representation and nobody? We
have
don't have a microphone
have you,
anymore.
Have you reached out to your senators and your member of the House?
Yes, I have.
Good.
And not only that, I have been told by my own state senator, because I went to a Medicare meeting that he had about, you know, to explain everything to people mm-hmm. about Medicare and all that stuff. Nothing mentioned about Medicare Advantage except that it's one of your, one of your choices.
Options, sir.
So I stood up and I said, are you going to tell the people how Medicare Advantage ripped you off and that you could end up losing your home and, you know, all this stuff? And he looked at me and he said, I can't talk about that. And so then I said to the people exactly what it would, you know, the problems it would cause you and stuff. Do you know what my state senator said to me afterwards when I ended up talking to him? You should run.
Well, you should, like, Nancy.
Really?
I agree.
Great.
I agree. Have you shown up at your local Democratic Party meetings?
I've been trying to get in touch with my local Democratic
Good.
Party.
Good.
They're in a clique of their own, too.
Well,
and
they
when
get,
I turned
you know,
around and looked at, when I said to him, I would be happy to run. Are you going to back me? All of a sudden, it was like, you know, Jackie Gleason, you know. So what am I supposed to do when I hear Democrats saying, well, this is what the people voted?
I don't think any Democrats are saying that. Trump did not run on a platform of turning America into Germany 1933, but that's what he's doing. Nancy, you're doing a lot of good stuff, and I salute you. I honor you, and I hope you keep doing it, because things don't happen instantly. We've got a lot of work to do. Nancy, thank you for the call.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
15 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls. I'll be right back with you. We all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. Major university studies suggest to slow aging and diffuse that biological time bomb, participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I've been noticing more energy since I've been drinking Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor-selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, THOM, at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com, promo code TOM. Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local civic media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is throw, T-H-R-O-W, throw. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and to be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, 2 indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
Are unauthorized immigrants eligible for federal Medicaid coverage? No. Unauthorized immigrants are not eligible for traditional federally funded Medicaid health insurance and never have been. A 1996 law also requires most authorized immigrants to wait 5 years for eligibility. 14 states, not including Wisconsin, use state funds to cover unauthorized immigrants. President Trump has proposed cutting federal Medicaid funds to those states, which could drop 1.4 million people from health care coverage. In Wisconsin, Medicaid covers 1.28 million people at a cost of $12.1 billion. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Michigan's Supreme Court will hear a challenge against the Line 5 pipeline, the same oil pipeline Canadian oil giant Enbridge is pushing to reroute across northern Wisconsin. Opponents argue the Michigan Public Service Commission broke state laws when it approved the company's plan to drill an oil tunnel under the Straits of Mackinac. A new report from the Alliance for the Great Lakes and Clean Wisconsin shows nitrate pollution is taking a toll in our state. Thousands of families are paying higher costs to access safe drinking water and facing serious health risks because of nitrate pollution from fertilizer and manure. In 2022, farmers likely applied 16 million pounds of excess fertilizer beyond what crops needed. Right now on the Defender podcast, what do data centers mean for our water, land, energy bills, and why is it so hard to find out? An in-depth conversation on the secrets of data centers. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Out in the streets, we rise together. Voices strong will bend but never break. Justice calls us now, it's now or never. Our silence is a choice we can't afford to make. Show up for democracy, don't stand by. Raise your voice, lift it high. Call your leaders, speak your truth. Vote with power, old and youth. Show up for democracy, our freedom's on the line.
October 18th, I believe, is the date of No Kings Day 2.0. And hopefully we'll all be out there in the streets. It's a big, big deal. So, Richard in Naples, Florida. Hey, Richard, what's on your mind today?
Well, good afternoon, Tom. It's always a pleasure to listen to you. Thank you so much for being on the air. Listen, I'm traveling right now with my wife. Look, I could go on and on and on about all kinds of stuff. But what I want to deal with right now is the Ninth Amendment to the United States Constitution, which we don't talk about nearly enough. Because, okay, I'm a former lawyer, and if you read the Ninth Amendment, and I haven't read it lately, I don't have it in front of me, but basically what it says is that the enumeration of the Bill of Rights, the first nine amendments ahead of this one and the 10th Amendment afterwards, when those were written, the enumeration of the Bill of Rights should not be seen legally as a barrier to the people presenting rights for themselves.
Right. Here's the actual language of it. It's one sentence. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. In other words, just because we listed these rights in the Constitution or in the Bill of Rights doesn't mean that it's limited to that. Is that what you're saying, Richard?
Exactly that. And now is time that we have to understand that we, the people, all of us, have the rights that we need, that we want. It's our rights. We don't need a president to tell us what they are.
Yeah.
We don't need anybody to tell us who they are. God has given us these rights. They're ours.
Yeah, or as Jefferson would say, nature's God has given us these rights. In the Declaration of Independence, he said he wrote nature's God, and John Adams scratched it out and wrote in the Christian God, and Jefferson scratched that out and went back to nature's God. In other words, it's in our nature; it's human nature. This is how we're built, and he got that, and many of the founders got that from knowing Indians, knowing Native Americans, and hanging out with them. His letters with John Adams about the Native Americans that they knew. I mean, Jefferson used to go stay with them, when his father was a map maker, and they used to travel around Virginia together when he was a kid. And it's just some amazing stories. And he figured out, these societies, they don't have police. They don't have prisons. They don't, people are generally happy. They don't have, by and large, they don't have wars. It blew his mind.
That's why I listen to you so much, Tom. You know this stuff inside and out. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Okay, well, thank you, Richard. Thanks for the call. Yeah, I agree with you. The Ninth Amendment, we should be talking about more. And we should be asking, why is it that my right to vote, which is mentioned three times at least in the Constitution, is not as valuable as my right to own a gun? Why is it that if the state, I live here in Oregon, if Oregon wants to take away my gun, they're going to have to go to court to get it. But if they want to take away my vote, they don't even have to tell me. There's something fundamentally wrong here. Richard, I got to move along, but thank you so much for the call. That was brilliant. Gabriel in Linwood, Washington. Hey, Gabriel, what's up? Gabriel?
I'm here.
Hey, what's up?
You were talking about autism
mm-hmm.
earlier, and that you suspect that you might have been, diagnosed Asperger's. Well, I started my journey into my late discovery of being on the spectrum about 2 years ago when a friend of mine said, I'm autistic and I think you are. And I was like, what? No way. But so for women especially, I want to recommend a podcast. It's called The Late Discovered Club. I had it up on my commuter, but now I won't try to find it. But I think it's an Australian woman who does it. She's got four seasons. Mm-hmm. And the way it's often discovered in us oldies is someone in our, one of our children mm-hmm. is diagnosed.
Well, that's how I discovered my own ADHD, you know, back in the day, back in the 90s when I wrote that book, the first book on it was when my son was diagnosed. And I'm sitting there with the psychologist who's going through the checklist and I'm going, he says, well, and distractibility. And I'm going, well, that's me. And impulsivity. Oh, that's me. You know, love of high levels of stimulation. That's me. You know, disorganized. That's me. Forgive my interruption.
What you were saying, the kiddo learning or reading really early and just grasping all information and getting really excited about certain topics.
Yep.
All of that. And we're really smart and we can put things together like other people can't. And that's why they're afraid of us, Tom. I'm pretty sure.
I agree. And I'm increasingly thinking that ADHD is probably part of this spectrum.
ADHD is really common. AUDHD is what they call it.
What's that?
Yeah.
What does that stand for?
Autistic,
what's the U?
ADHD.
Oh, autistic ADHD.
AU, like,
oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure my mom had it, and she was born in 1922.
Yeah, my mom too, and she was born in 1928. And maybe my dad, but my mom was just super brilliant. I mean, you know, she graduated from MSU with a 4-point, you know, magna cum laude and all that kind of stuff.
My mom was opposite, terrible at school, couldn't take a test, but she made 80 quilts in her lifetime and could sculpt a human head. Self-taught.
Yeah, yeah.
you know, she cooked like she.
Forgive the interruption.
The Late Discovered Podcast for women.
I'll check it out, Gabrielle. Thank you so much. And this is where Bob Kennedy, I think, in by trash talking people with autism around the spectrum, is doing so much harm. It's just denying the essential humanity of, you know, apparently 1 in 38 people in America. Gabrielle, thank you so much. We'll be right back. Oh, no, we won't. Yeah, we will. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I'll pick up more of your calls on the other side of this break. Stay tuned. With us today is co-founder of Native Path Collagen, Dr. Chad Walding. So glad to have you with us. Tell us about your company.
Well, Native Path, we're a company that is really all about aligning human health with the way it's designed to eat, move, and live. You know, we look at the past 100 years and we see a consistent rise in disease, specifically metabolic disease. That rise has been happening despite all our advances in technology and medicine. We really recognize and appreciate the timeless principles that are really appropriate for humans and human health. And what we do as a company is we educate people on nutrition and movement and lifestyle. And we help provide supplements to help fill in the gaps of the vitamins, the nutrients, and minerals that are missing in the modern diet.
And you do this with Native Path Collagen. What exactly is collagen?
Collagen is our hero product. That's the first product we came out with. And collagen is the most abundant protein in the body, right? It's what makes up the structure of your body, your tendons, your ligaments, the things that you look at, like your hair, your skin, your nails. It even makes up your bones and your gut lining. So it's extremely important to have collagen. And it's something that our ancestors would get plenty of with the way they ate, because they would eat nose to tail. They would take the bones of an animal, they would put it in a big pot with hot water and make broth, and that's how they would get collagen. But we're not getting near enough in our modern diet because we're so bombarded with carbohydrates and fat, and not near enough quality protein, certainly not enough collagen. And collagen is something we produce on our own, but around the age of 20, that starts to decline. Around 50, it really starts to decline. When we're deficient in collagen, it accelerates the aging process, the weakening of the structure of our body. So it becomes really important to start supplementing with it as we get older. consuming quality protein, specifically in the form of collagen, is one of the easiest things you can do that makes the most difference in your health.
It's remarkable stuff. Dr. Chad Walding, thank you so much for dropping by today.
Awesome, Tom. Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today at getnativepath.com.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Thursday, we'll join you live from Madison, and we'll hear from Sherita Booker about some of the fall festivals and other events that could fill a road trip weekend in Wisconsin.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
For WIRI and WFHR News, I'm Sholly Pittman, filling in for Melissa Kay. Some Wisconsin residents receiving health care through the marketplace could see their premiums increase. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin visited Weston earlier this week and says she has a plan. Civic Media's Isabella Nieto reports.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin met with Marathon County residents earlier this week, leading a roundtable on the potential loss of health insurance tax credits.
Recently, we have seen legislation pass in Congress that has made our health care more expensive in this country and certainly in the state of Wisconsin. But one of the things we could prevent or fend off is the expiration of these tax credits.
Premium tax credits help low- and middle-income families pay for their health insurance. In 2021, those tax credits went to residents purchasing insurance through healthcare.gov. The tax credit program is now closing in on its expiration date at the end of this year. Baldwin met with constituents who could see changes in their coverage prices if premium tax credits expire.
I am leading the fight in Congress to extend these tax credits, make them permanent so that people will be able to afford their insurance through this program.
Baldwin is co-sponsoring the Healthcare Affordability Act, which would extend the premium tax credit program.
You know, we have a precious little time to act, but I'm hopeful because I do have some colleagues on the Republican side of the aisle who are taking a strong look at this, and we have just weeks to go before this will come to a head.
Baldwin says the hundreds of thousands of Wisconsinites receiving health insurance through the Affordable Care Act could see their premiums increase as much as 34.5%. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
And for WIRI and WFHR News, I'm Sholly Pittman.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 97.5 WFHR.
Slightly cooler today with mixed skies. Highs only scrape about 70. Got patchy fog possible again overnight tonight. And after it lifts tomorrow morning, it'll reveal abundant sunshine and highs warmer in the mid-70s. And we hope that for Friday, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 60 degrees at our studios.
Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local Civic Media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is throw, T-H-R-O-W, throw. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and to be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
Maggie Dawn.
Federal judges are speaking out against Donald Trump's attacks on the rule of law and the Supreme Court's evident complicity. Join us as we speak with former Judge John Tinder and former Judge Diane Wood.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
So much for all of your support. Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at tomhartman.com. You know, the Constitution is very clear. The government must not endorse religion. Right there in the First Amendment. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers tried to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom.
Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in, calling these laws obviously unconstitutional. This is not just about posters on the wall. It's about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slips toward theocracy. These victories show the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation, and that's essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 to become a member. That's text Hartman to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/school because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply if you text Hartman to 511-511.
Made of spray on gold, throwing tantrums in tweets, acting 5 years old. He bought the news, then broke the mic, cashed a check from CBS, killed the late night. They took Colbert off the air and put a monitor in the chair. Truth became bias, facts turned to sin. Filed a statement.
36 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Yeah, picking up your calls. Please don't laugh at the king. Linda in Chicago. Hey, Linda, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. You just read something, so it kind of takes away from what I wanted to say. But my husband passed away last year, and he was 80. And my daughter said, Dad, I think sometimes you have autism. She's a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, honey, when I was in school, they just called you lazy and stupid.
Yep. Yeah, that's the ADD mantra.
And I thought to myself, what my daughter says, there are so many kids that are diagnosed with this, and I think it's being overdiagnosed.
I agree.
Listening to you and that, I think some of it is overdiagnosed, but I think, on the other hand, it wasn't diagnosed.
Yep.
Many years ago, and a lot of people had it, and they didn't even know it. There was no name for it. They said, you know, my husband was born in Poland and came over when he was 5. So he was very intelligent, but he started at a deficit with a language deficit of not knowing English.
Right.
And I think, too, then he got kind of pushed aside, and he became an introvert and didn't share all the knowledge. But when he would talk, the knowledge that he had with the education that he got was far surpassed the education he got.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's, you know, something that should really be thought of. And I think Trump is being ridiculous. I wish people would wake up and actually hear what he's saying. We are an embarrassment, how he talked at the UN.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
denying climate change, that is so humiliating to this country and every scientist in this country.
Correct. And the thing is, if he was a decent person and he just cared about America, he would have the power that he really wants and hungers for.
Yeah.
But the way he is, it will never happen in the majority, and it will not happen in the world. So, and I just want to say, Tom, I met you once, and you are fantastic. I love listening to you. I appreciate all your knowledge, and thank you very much for sharing. And I do worry about us. I worry about, I'm a widow, and I'm older, and I have two daughters who are single, and I truly worry because I do believe they're coming after women. This whole Tylenol thing is, us mothers have enough put on us raising kids.
Yep.
Now he wants to put that mothers took Tylenol. And I think that's part of their game, is to blame women and just say, you know, we're subservient to men.
I agree with you that that's part of their agenda, and they're pretty explicit about it. I mean, you know, Pete Hegseth doing away with the Women's Advisory Committee in the Pentagon. But I think that with the Tylenol thing, I don't think it's that pernicious. I think it's just, you know, Bob Kennedy promised that he was going to solve the mystery of autism by September, and he had to pull something out of his backside. And so there's some of these old quack studies, and that's what he pulled out. Just, it's a crime against America, in my opinion. Linda, thank you for the call. Thanks for your kind words.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate you. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Good talking to you. Chris in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Hey, Chris, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. First-time caller. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. What's up?
And your passage on the ADHD and Hunter's was very eloquent. Thank you. My primary offense with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is that he seems to think that autism is something that has to be cured. Mm. Now, granted, some people with autism do have developmental disabilities and other things, but I would argue if it wasn't autism part of the human experience, we might not have invented fire. We might not have gone to the moon. In fact, Neil deGrasse Tyson talks about all the folks in NASA and in the think tanks who have a real hard time, like, reading other people's emotions, but they're brilliant for moving our society forward. Yep. And if we cured autism, we'd lose all of that.
Yeah, you'd have more Einsteins.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, it's absolutely true, Chris, and this is part of the human experience. This is part of the spectrum, at least functional autism, the stuff that we're talking about, that we've been talking about today. You know, the stuff that Dr. Asperger defined years ago before he became a Nazi. I think it's just. The super pathologizing of these things. I mean, I went through these wars in the 90s. You know, in 1996, I published a book called Hunter and a Farmer's World, ADHD, Hunter and a Farmer's World. And Time Magazine did a story on it, put it on the cover of the magazine. Not my book, but the article about ADHD. And they had a third of a page article just about me and my book. And it was like a small nuclear bomb went off at my publisher's office, you know. And suddenly I was traveling. I spent much of the last couple of years of the 90s traveling around the world speaking on ADHD. I mean, literally around the world, the books in print in a dozen languages at least. And
The last argument I would make is that perhaps it's not that our day and age there's more children with autism. I know for a fact that the definition of autism has progressed over the last decade or two.
Yeah, it's radically expanded, and I don't think that we're seeing more autism now. Although we may be, if they're the dysfunctional autism, you know, there may be more of that. But having lived through these wars with ADHD, where we were just discovering it, and then suddenly people were going, "Oh my God, look at this! We've gone from 1% having ADD to 12% having," you know, and there must be something in the water, and it must be salicylates in the food, and red dye number two, and it turns out it was just, you know, it's just part of the spectrum of humanity. You know, this is my Hunter in a Farmer's World hypothesis. And the other thing that was amazing about this announcement that Bob Kennedy and Trump did is, Dr. Oz was there, Mehmet Oz. And he owns a company or owns stock in a company or whatever that sells this folate. And now, I was familiarized with this back in the day when my cousin's daughter had a baby with spina bifida, profoundly intellectually disabled and physically disabled. And it turns out that what typically causes this is a lack of folate in mom's diet. And it's one of the reasons, folate is one of the B vitamins. And it's the reason why they now supplement a lot of things with folate. And they always advise pregnant women to take, you know, a good multivitamin supplement every day. And because that was, you know, little Amanda, I mean, she died before she was even 18 or 19. I mean, she just didn't make it, you know. And it was just a tough thing. But Dr. Oz sells a folate supplement that is a little more easily absorbed by the body, which would be a good thing for pregnant women to take. But that's what they pitched. They said, you know, and if you want to stop autism or if you want to treat autism, you should be taking this particular drug. I forget the name of it, but it was a variation on folate. you know, like folinic acid or something like that. And it turns out that Dr. Oz is selling this stuff. He's going to make millions off this press conference.
Of course he is. But I'll tell you what, it'll be a lot easier for us to change our society to be more open to people with autism and neurodiversity than it is to cure any of these disorders. And I'll let you with that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Are you a healthcare or mental health professional, Chris?
Yeah, I was a clinical coordinator for children with autism, and most of them were highly functioning, and a few of them had developmental disorders along with their autism.
Yeah, so you know of what you speak. Chris, thank you. Thanks for bringing a voice of authority to the conversation, or with authority to the conversation. 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be in a couple of seconds. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Occupying the media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. I'll be right back with your calls.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
It's time for another edition of the Fall Time Quiz. Okay, what's the most important thing to do for your home in the fall? A, clean the gutters. B, rake the leaves. Or C, get your septic and holding tank pumped.
Well, my wife wants me to do all three, but I'll go with getting the holding tank pumped.
That's right! And for the big prize, who should you call?
Crockett Septic. Their trucks smell like cherry pie.
Right again! Just call 715-712-3456, and Crockett Septic can take care of it for you. Now go do those gutters.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeehaw!
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Hi, my name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires. I'm also the author of a new book, Burned by Billionaires, How Concentrated Wealth and Power Are Ruining Our Lives and Planet. This summer proved to all of us that climate change is real and it is deadly. And I'm here to tell you that a small group of billionaires are making it worse. Did you know that billionaire Jeff Bezos' wife, Lauren Sanchez, emitted more carbon in her 11-minute Blue Origin spaceflight than the average person emits in a lifetime? Did you know that the average superyacht produces as much carbon emissions as 1,500 regular vehicles? And that private jets emit 10 to 20 times more pollutants per passenger than commercial airplanes? So who should pay for climate change? People like you who recycle and turn off the lights when you leave the room, or billionaires who take joyrides in space? Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, if you're still tossing and turning all night, feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because, hey, it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. My favorites are the sleep gummies. They really work when you need a good night's sleep. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery really is the source to trust. If you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, I can get you 25% off your entire purchase. Just go to cbdistillery.com, and when you check out, use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's cbdistillery.com, and the promo code is TOM. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. That's cbdistillery.com, promo code TOM.
Kindness was weakness, shame never shown. Roy Khan whispered, attack and destroy, a gilded facade built on failure alone. The hunger for power, the need for control, a perfect machine for a heart without soul. The last American president. Is this how the story ends? Democracy breaking, the truth forsaken.
The title of my new book. It's out yesterday, so check it out. Anyhow, Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Tom. Sometime when I have time, I'll have to talk to you about myself because I have ADHD, PTSD. I have dyslexia. And I suffer from depression. And I have two of my three brothers have Fragile X syndrome, which is considered the leading cause of mental retardation.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
So anyway, my mother was a child psychologist in the 60s and 70s, and she complained because when it came to autism, the theory was that children of people who were well-educated and intellectual had the stereotype of being cold, and they caused their kids to behave like that.
Mm-hmm.
And how many people blame themselves for their kids, you know, having autism?
Yeah.
And it was... You know, it was just a horrible way of thinking about it.
Yeah.
But those were the days. And that was in the big book and everything.
Yeah, no, we spent too much time listening to B.F. Skinner. I'll tell you, who was doing horrible experiments on his own kids.
But intellectualism was, you know, the stereotype that was considered to be, cause people to be cold.
Yeah.
And, but
I get it.
Anyway.
Okay. Well, thank you, Bill. Thanks for sharing that. Judy in Minneapolis. Hey, Judy, thanks for listening to KTNF. What's up?
Hi. My son is in the military, and I asked him the other day, I said, what do you think about the president's new shave policy? And he just kind of giggled. He goes, you know, that's an attempt to get black people out of the military. And I said, why? Well, I missed out. Explain that. He goes, well, he says, most people with a waiver are black people.
Mm-hmm.
Is because they have coarser beards.
Which tend to get ingrown hairs, which tend to be problematic.
Absolutely bumpy skin.
Yeah.
And so they have a lot of, they have waivers.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, I didn't think about that. And I'm thinking, oh man, it fits. I mean, it's, you know,
and
sneaky.
So he's trying to get black people out of the military. He's fired, you know, most of the senior people that he's fired have been black people or women. And now he's doing away with the Women's Advisory Committee in the Pentagon that Dwight Eisenhower set up in 1951. It's obscene,
disgusting.
Judy. It's just obscene.
Oh, my God.
Thank you very much
anyway.
For the call. Yeah, spot
right.
on. Thank you. Joe in Bowling Green, Ohio. Hey, Joe, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I forced myself to watch Trump's entire speech before the UN.
Yeah, wasn't
anybody
that painful?
Who wants to can go. It was horrible. You can go to the UN's YouTube channel. It's there. And actually, a whole bunch of other heads of state made speeches, too, that were much better and shorter.
Yeah.
But the point I wanted to make was that a third of his speech were actual true. Like, some of his facts were correct, but a third of it was, like, twisted half-truths, and a third of it was absolutely false.
Yep.
And the false part was the attacking of alternative energy, of renewable energy.
Yeah.
And, you know, and big and saying how wonderful coal is and praising Germany for going back to coal. And
which they are not doing, by the way.
Right. But the one good thing is that I think that it kind of cemented the rest of the world in the direction of renewable energy, because his speech was so horrible. And he started out literally by insulting the rest of the world. By saying, you know, the U.S. is the best thing ever and you guys suck.
Yeah, your countries are going to hell was his exact phrase. And it's all,
right.
and he was talking to Europe when he said that. And the implication was, you got too many black and brown people coming into your country.
Yeah, and he didn't even address those countries that people are fleeing from. To him, they don't exist.
No, they're asshole countries.
And that it shocked me at the end that some people actually clapped at the end of that speech, but the camera
the Saudis,
was on the audience and there were
the
quite
Emiratis?
A few dignitaries. Probably.
Probably. The people who have given him billions of dollars. I mean, you know, the Emiratis just gave him $2 billion. Qatar just gave him a billion-dollar airplane. Or I guess it's, $700 million, whatever. There's an article in the New York Times this morning, I believe it was the Times, it might have been the Washington Post, I read both, that said that his kids are now worth over $100 million more than they were when he came into office. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Joe, thank you for the call. This grifting first family is just mind-boggling. Thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. That includes you. So get out there, get active, tag your it. Show up for your local Democratic Party meetings. We've got to take this damn thing over. Tag your it. I think I already said that, right? I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you. Stay safe.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
and welcome back to our True Crime Podcast. Our guest today is Sean Cleary.
Wait, what? We are supposed to be doing a commercial about Cleary's storage, egg, and sports facilities.
Great point, Sean. It was a warm summer evening in 1978 when a young man with a hammer...
Whoa, again, not a True Crime Podcast. I want to talk about Cleary designing the building of your dreams.
In a world where things aren't what they seem.
Okay, give me that. Good grief. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today and experience the Cleary difference.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Federal authorities say a gunman opened fire at a Dallas ICE facility today.
Three people were hit. We understand that all three of them were detainees of ICE. Two have passed away, and that the shooter died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
CBS's Omar Villafranca, FBI Director Kash Patel, posted a photo of bullets. One had anti-ICE written on it. Ukraine's President Zelensky addressed the UN General Assembly today and warned Russia's war shows no signs of ending.
Russia hasn't stopped shelling even in areas near a nuclear facility. Because of international institutions are too weak, this madness continues.
Syria's new president also addressed the assembly. It was the first time a Syrian president has done so in almost 60 years. He said Syria is reclaiming its rightful place among the nations of the world. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.